Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Having fun today, baby.
I think you guys are having fun at my expense.
No, that's not true, dude. We're not having fun at your expense.
Really?
We're
having... Vlad seems to be enjoying himself.
We are enjoying ourselves. We are enjoying ourselves, but it's not just you. We're just having fun, baby.
You see?
I'm just saying, it was just the terminology. By the way, you know, they do this thing on YouTube, like all the sayings that commentators say during an NFL game. And
oh, my God. No, I've seen TikToks about
that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hysterical. It's, so...
Because there's no context.
Right.
Right. There's no context, you know.
Oh, man. Speaking of commentators, you know what I found out yesterday?
What's up?
So Dwayne Wade is broadcast for Amazon this year. He's going to be in the first year of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's doing his first game with? Kevin Harlan!
Oh, wow.
He gets to do the game with Harlan!
By the way, yesterday that was a great segment. Harlan or no Harlan.
Oh, I miss him so much. I miss him so much. I really do. But that's, yeah, D-Wade and Kevin Harlan are going to be on the first.
When I played, we were that way with Madden.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Summerall.
That had to be cool.
Does it puncture you a little bit that's happening?
That D-Wade's doing a Harlan game? It doesn't puncture. No,
that
makes
me.
That
Harlan's,
makes-
like, when we think of Harlan, though, we think of the football, right?
No, but it should bother Tobin.
Why?
Because that's his favorite announcer with his favorite player. And they won't be doing many Miami Heat
no,
games.
No, they won't be. They won't be.
They're doing not on TV.
They're doing a Lakers game, he said. Whatever the first
of
Lakers game is.
Of course they are.
You know. That was like what Jimmy Butler said. He asked me one time in the locker room. He goes, because they were playing the Knicks. And he goes, that on ESPN? I go, Celtics Pacers. He goes, sounds about right.
Oh, they didn't put the Heat Knicks game on TV. They put,
no,
the Celtics,
they put
Pacers.
Celtics Pacers.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's all right. I don't need national TV. I got Eric Reed and John Crotty.
And 37 wins.
You don't know that. It could be better. It could be better.
Could be better. No, I'm just saying. That's why you're not on TV.
You seen Kalel wear? Maybe so.
No, all right. Relax. Relax. I heard this conversation as well. Okay.
Baby Zo.
No, he's not.
I'm telling you.
You know what? He is Baby Zo. He looks like how Zo did when he was a baby.
You say Zo was born 7'2"?
He might as well say he's a Baby Zo. Not here.
Wait, he also said he got swole.
That's what, oh, so,
I'm telling you, dude.
Tobin says that about everybody, right?
And here's the thing. And the way Tobin was answering, Tobin got you. That's why I was like, he got you guys. Because here's the thing. If Khalil Ware has like 0.4 of muscle, he's going to say, you see, he gained muscle.
Okay,
he
but
gained
that
some
doesn't
muscle.
Mean he's swole.
I think he is, though.
That's going to be
that's
Tobin's
what you
line.
Think.
But Tobin's going to say, he gained some muscle mass.
Right.
So therefore.
First question of media day for him.
What was the question? How, are you
how much muscle
it?
You put on?
How much muscle mass you put on?
No, but that doesn't mean you gain weight.
I'm going to say, hey,
that doesn't mean you gain weight.
Khalil, what?
That means you're getting cut. Getting ripped and getting in shape is different than what you're talking about.
Say,
you're making it sound like he gained 25 pounds and got swole.
Khalil Ware, welcome to Media Day. You register those? What?
Dude, I'm going to get up.
You know what? I want you to do that.
I dare you to ask him that.
Done.
And I'm getting up.
Done.
I am getting up.
Wait a minute. Are you going to play Bam in Dominoes?
Is there going to be a rematch?
Ooh. Is there a rematch?
I mean,
you could set it up now.
I don't know if he's expecting it.
I got a great.
No, but we got to get the rules first.
Establish some rules.
You know
first.
What? Do it. I mean, like, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You want to be petty?
Hmm.
if he starts beating, if you start beating him, he's like, I bet you I won't lose to Asia. That would hurt.
Ooh.
That would hurt.
Don't do that.
That would hurt.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Mike McDaniel, he spoke to the media.
We only got an hour left.
All right, well, you got to give me a minute 11. Here's part of his answer on Tua.
Part?
The game of a franchise quarterback is never just still. So there's a ton of things based on, you know, my experience with him. I know where he's at. I know the challenges that have been in front of him. And, yeah, we talk about each and every play through a vision that's highly communicated. So, you know, I think all things, you know, throwing the football, he's capable of, and there's opportunities that he needs to take advantage of. There's also a ton of opportunities to turn the ball over that he hasn't taken. He's you know, really answered the bell, you know, for, you know, 99% of the time as a quarterback, especially in games where turnovers are 0-0, you can get substantially better than not having one play.
Wait, did he just say, like, hey, there's a lot of throws he didn't turn over, though.
Right.
Is like, that what he hit us with?
Like, you guys not only see the good throws, you don't see the throws that he didn't make that would have resulted in an interception. Are we serious?
Croquette King says, make it stop.
Somebody just told me over there, hey, land the plane.
That was you!
Did I say that? No, somebody told me that. That's why I told you.
RV Richie says, shoot me, please. Hunter says, so painful. And then Rothschild says, everyone has swole to Humpty Dumpty. That's not nice.
Well, hey, all I need to say is I want to see on Saturday. It's on Saturday, right?
What?
Who?
What Saturday?
The bike ride.
Oh, don't worry about me, dude. I'm good. I'm waiting for it.
I give you a minute and a half. You're going to be breathing like a horse. Really?
What do you mean? Breathing like a horse.
How do you breathe like a horse?
No.
I'll get through it. I mean, I do sweat a lot.
Yeah.
You know, in the words of Kevin James, I sweat brushing my teeth. You know?
But I told you sweat when you wake up in the morning.
Wow. Remember the picture, there was an episode of King of Queens where there was a picture of him in high school when he was in shape, and she kept looking at the picture, and he goes, you want me to look like that again, huh? She goes, no. I love it the way you sweat when you peel an orange.
Vlad, I think you muted sound StreamYard. I'm getting a lot of chats of people yelling.
Oh.
And calm down, people.
Jeez.
We'll get it fixed. But, yeah, that was a lot of words from Mike McDaniel on Tua.
That was longer than a minute and 11.
Swear to God.
Oh, my goodness.
Swear to God. It's just a lot of, you know?
I got you.
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I don't even know him, and I want to kick his ass.
That's right? So sad.
You know why you're upset? Strays. It's because of the accent. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just very, but it sounds, feel snobbish.
It sounds.
Snobby and snooty. That's all it is. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But usually you don't say that about, you say that about England, not Scotland. Right?
They're snooty?
The Scottish.
How do you think he looks like?
Short, bald.
No, he doesn't.
Short. The Scottish are not
portly.
Like snooty. It's not proper English. Like, you know what you're getting into.
He has a George Jefferson haircut.
What does he look like? You got a picture of him?
He's a young guy.
I was already shocked the way.
Yeah, he's actually pretty handsome. Pretty handsome for a comedian.
He's a comedian?
Yeah.
That means he really gets a two-piece. Not funny, dude.
He's made.
Well, not funny to you.
What's his name again? Eric?
Ian something.
Is it Ian with a...
Or is it Ian?
Yeah, Sterling. There you go.
Is it Ian Sterling or Ian Sterling?
Ian Sterling.
It's probably... Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Who's the Ians? Is that like the English?
Ian Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go.
Badfish says, no update on Barkey. Paul Maurice, this is what he said today. Hold on. I got the quote here. He said he'll get looked at today. But, yes, for those just tuning in on the headlines, Barkov got hurt at practice today. He apparently laid on the ice for a little bit, according to reports. Then they had to help him off. Didn't put weight on his leg.
How can you tell? If they dragged him in.
Ooh, okay. Hold on. I got a... All right. Local 10 has tweeted out video of the injury.
It looks serious.
Tell us how it looks like.
Yeah, right, I'm going to send it over.
Let me tell you,
over to the professor over here.
Let me run it back.
As they look, and everybody's on the listening on FM or AM side.
So, is it a knee or a hammy?
Well, here's the walk off.
Because it slipped from under him. One of the skates slipped from under him. It's just right leg. If it was a hamstring, his leg, it would still be on the ground. So I'm guessing knee.
Okay, knee. What do you?
It didn't look great. It kind of looked like he got.
It looked like it slipped from underneath him. So, like
a ligament.
Yeah, it MCL? Looked like it just slipped out.
MCL, ACL, PCL.
Yeah. No, usually you only do PCL when you get it hyperextended.
Could it just be hyperextended?
No.
So you think?
Because if you hyperextend, you can still put weight on.
He was. It looks like it just. I don't know if it was no contact or he got.
Oh, Smith the Smoke. It was his knee. Thanks, Dr. Obvious. You know, actually, people were saying it was his hamstring right away, so we didn't know. I watched that video and. Right.
Hey, Smith, you know you do have the access of other things that we don't. While we're doing a show.
Not great.
Slipped out MCL. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it slipped out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How long is that? That's a season?
Yeah.
Can they use that? This is the last year of using the money thing?
Yep. He's already locked and loaded.
Sheesh.
That sucks.
There's literally two guys, if this happened to on the Panthers, you're like, oh no. And it's him and Bob.
Right,
because it's but
the way their team has been up, you can get away with it, but you just lose some of that depth. Now, if guys like Sammy come along, right, then maybe you might.
I wonder if they bump up Lundy, Baby Barkey, put him on the top line.
Yeah, Baby Barkey. Well, they don't call him Baby Barkey. He replaced Barkey, right?
Not good.
Did you jinx him?
Me?
With your antics?
What did I do?
We hadn't talked Panthers until you started talking Panthers today. And then boom.
Yeah.
Why am I always blamed for everything?
You can't put this
Whenever something goes wrong, you've had some communication with said person.
That's not fair.
It's actually your fault. Both of you guys.
But you were talking to him.
When the heat went sideways,
who
did we go to? You had a conversation with both Pat.
What about the years that they went to the finals? Do I get credit for that?
That is true. You got to give him that. You got to. You can't blame. If there's blame, you got to give him praise at the same time.
He likes to put this mush X on me.
You got
to
be fair. We're fair. Hey, us, our people, we're fair.
Black and Barkov, why? It looked like non-contact.
Because, look, we blamed them for Bob. Remember? We blamed them for Bob when Bob was playing bad.
But I've always said with Bob, he's like, I can't quit you. He loves Bob.
I know.
So
Bob turned it around.
I just let him go ahead and kind of, have his moment with it. You know what I'm saying?
But you are definitely a mush, though, Tobin.
I don't. What?
The Jimmy question?
That wasn't a mush, dude.
That was the Pat question?
It's not my fault that Pat has answered that way. He's a grown man.
But you asked Jimmy the same thing, and he gave you those looks. That look to this day that still warms your heart. It flutters your heart.
Have you forgotten the look? Right here.
Look at that. Look how you're looking. You're looking. Look how you flutter. Look at you. You start smiling. You're blushing. Oh, my God. Oh. You're red right now.
Oh.
Hey, can it's I just tell mood. You, that over-enthusiasm that you have for certain players.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I tell you that I fired up the trade machine last night, speaking of the Warriors?
Oh, I saw that.
I think I make all parties happy, right? So the Warriors, this Kuminga thing's got to come to a head, right? He don't want to be there, right? Steve Kerr, him, too frosty. Kings want Kuminga, right? So they're going to trade a first-round pick, lottery protected, to the Warriors for Jonathan Kuminga. But they don't want Malik Monk. The Warriors don't want Malik Monk. Because Malik Monk makes about, he got about $60 million on his deal, like $20 a year for the next 3 years. Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of money for Malik Monk, but not like the worst contract in the world. So they don't want to take on any long-term money, the Warriors. So I was thinking Miami Heat don't have Tyler Hero, and they got to move Davion to the starting lineup. A little bit of scoring punch now lost on that that bench, Leroy. I was thinking, why don't we bring in a little Malik Monk, and we could send a certain point guard who maybe wants a fresh start, only has 1 year left on his deal.
There's no gambling in California.
So
Terry Rozier, you send him to Golden State in a three-way.
Why don't we try to get Kuminga?
Why? I don't think that he want to pay Kuminga $30 a year. I don't think so. Plus, they got Wiggins, you know.
So you think Malik Monk?
Well, Malik Monk and Bam, they're tight. Very close. Make Bam happy.
Dude.
Little scoring
punch. I'm so tired of you thinking because people are friends, they could play basketball together.
Why can't they play basketball together?
I'm just
saying. He's a good scorer.
I don't care.
A little bit of a down year last year.
I don't care about any of that. I want to just know, is it a fit or not? That somebody's friends with somebody is not a reason to make a trade. So stop it. They're going to be friends regardless.
Scoring punch.
They're going to be friends regardless.
Yeah, but scoring punch. A little punch off the bench.
$20 million to come off the bench?
Yeah. It's the NBA. Everybody makes a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, but can you afford that?
Terry Rozier makes 26. He's not going to play.
Yeah, but that's the whole, you brought him in with
I'm trading
Terry Rozier playing.
Yeah, but he's not, you know, the only thing is like, it's long-term money. Like, you got 3 years of it, so it's a lot. But, you know, let's say Norman Powell, you know, this is only a one and done. And then you got a little insurance policy.
Well, he only has 1 year?
Norman Powell's on his last year. Yep. The Tyler Hero
extension. If you brought him in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you brought him in for what you brought him in for, shouldn't you try to extend him?
Well, they brought him in for nothing. I think they want to see how it looks.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because let's say this Tyler Hero thing goes longer than you think. Need a little more scoring.
It will.
Punch.
It will.
You think the
here's the problem. You ready? You ready? Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm off on this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to bring some guys in. They're going to score. But they're going to play excellent defense.
Yeah.
A lot better defense than Tyler would. So the team's going to look.
Theory. That is
the
a theory.
The team's going to look a lot better.
Interesting.
Not because they're better players than Tyler, but because they're more complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Tyler comes back, everybody's going to be given that look like.
Interesting theory that you have there.
It's not theory. I believe it's going to happen.
Interesting.
Why? Don't worry. In December, when Tyler is around the time he's going to come back,
mm-hmm.
right, we're going to all be looking at the situation and go, hey!
Albie says, the Warriors are not surrendering Kuminga for Terry. No, but they're surrendering because they're getting a first-round pick. Terry is just the filler to make it work, and he's on an expiring deal. And I would say out of all the people last year, Jennifer, who Jimmy Butler was still cool with by the time this all happened, Terry was one of them. So now he gets to bring in Terry Rozier, his guy. You know, they had some good moments together a couple of years back.
Mm.
You know, maybe he has a talk with somebody. He says, hey, listen, we could use a little scary Terry on this team. I just threw it out there. Also, we get Keegan Murray. We need some shooting. Match salaries, you know. You're welcome, Andy.
You really? Thought this all through.
You think?
I think I found a win, win, win deal. That's what I think. Mm. Also, they got to pay Kuminga $30 million. The Kings, but it's the Kings. They love the Kings. Love to spend on stuff.
Got it. probably bring it up, you know, media day Monday.
No. Maybe. Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Speaking of amazing.
Amazing.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN believes the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to snoop around Tyreek Hill.
I mean, you don't have to snoop. You don't have to snoop. Now, I will say this.
What about Tyreek Hill for Jonnu?
Wait, what?
What?
So, here's the deal. here's the deal. With the way that Washington is coming on and the different things that he does that make it easier to make a move like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
The problem is.
I just don't know what they're going to get for him.
Here's the problem. And this is not a good thing or a bad thing. It just is. Okay? All of the stuff that Tyreek has going on around him.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that makes teams do? That makes teams think they could get him cheap.
Yes, for sure.
That's the problem.
Absolutely. I think it's kind of part of the reason why the Dolphins didn't want to trade him in the first place. Like, when all this was going down, I'm like, well, we're not going to trade him for nothing. Like, who's going to trade for a guy who just walked off the field? Then you add on top of it all the stuff that happened.
He's going through.
Yep, all the stuff that he's gone through.
Not to mention, the NFL is also looking into.
Not only that, I think there's some media outlets who are like suing to get more details on some of the altercations with his estranged wife. So yeah, I don't think these.
I don't know. Needless to say,
there's a lot of baggage.
If there's that stuff out there. Is it safe to say that the divorce wasn't amicable?
I'm going to say not amicable.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't feel like it ended on very friendly terms.
Nope, not that, like, man. I think?
Mm-hmm.
That he probably just moved on and she got mad.
I don't know. Well, we know that they had that thing. They had a disturbance that was called in, I think, by the mother-in-law this year.
Yeah, he had when he tore a big girl's Achilles.
I think it was a broken leg. I don't think
a
it was
broken
an
leg. Like, he out there in the backyard running routes. Like, what?
I'm out.
Like, dude, that happened to me in my yard. But like, Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, somebody said, "Ooh, I could take you." A friend, and I'm like, woman, if you don't get away from me, I don't do football no more.
Why do women always think they can tackle you?
I don't know, but it, like,
I could do it.
I like one time I'm gonna go just get my mouthpiece and just take them all out.
You see what I mean?
That's what probably happened, right? Like, I don't know why, like, Fonz and them used to do that. Fonz say, "Hey, man, you want to come play flag football with me?" Why? So y'all could try to break my Achilles?
Turkey Bowl.
The Turkey Bowl.
Turkey Bowl is always great.
But wait,
one time
here's the problem. Dude,
Turkey Bowl?
For four straight years, somebody tore some.
Somebody wants a ringer.
Well, and I'm like, why y'all still doing this?
Because they only work out and play this game one time a year. You think that you should probably maybe a couple of weeks, get a little stretch, maybe loosen up the muscles. Mm-mm. Nah, they don't do it. They just go in after drinking all night, probably burning.
You know. That's it, dude. For real. For real.
We'll take a break, close things out with a little goosies. No goosies. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nuance. I want to come over there and give you some nuance. I want to give you one, two nuance. Night, night.
What he could hear what goes on during the break.
No, because part of it is he
nonsense
goes,
is what during happens during the break.
Tobin goes out of his way to annoy the living crap out of
him. It's not fair.
It really.
It's not fair.
And then he lies. So we have conversations. We have arguments, and he goes, that's exactly what I said, which is not.
What do we got today for Goosies No Goosies, Jennifer?
Well, well, well.
Why'd you sound like a vampire?
Well, that's me. Let's be honest here.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. First we have Dwayne Wade calling out Rudy Gay for claims that his Grizzlies could beat the 2013 Heat.
Right, this was on Dwayne Wade's podcast, The Y Network. Here is what the GOAT had to say on Rudy Gay. It's got to be the most random
person
who decides his Grizzlies could beat the Miami Heat.
So maybe they beat us in the regular season. I don't remember. So I DM it to Rudy. Hey, Rudy, this must be an AI-generated quote. Because it ain't no way in hell you said this. So he hit me back. And, you know, he like, yeah, you know, man, I said it. You know, you got to have confidence.
Yeah, I said,
boy, belt to ass. So left it at that. Then I seen him at Melo at the after party. I said, man, what's wrong with you? You're not just going to win a finals because you think you want to win a finals. Bro, we would have belted. We had just been in the finals 4 years in a row. We smacking y'all. You don't know how to win in the finals, bro. You just think it's that easy?
Right.
Like, people really think it's that easy. And that's the thing with me when it comes to winning. It's like, yo, stop. No. It's not for everybody. And it has nothing to do with your individual talent and how great you are. I mean, everything has to go right.
Everything. You're right.
For you to win. Like, every break got to go your way. And so, man, stop that. I told Rudy, I said, well, we're going to work together on Amazon Prime. We'll talk about it in the studio. Because you lost your damn mind.
I got the Goosies. I love D-Wade peacocking.
I got the Goosies. But one of the funniest things about it is how he delivered all of this. Right? Like,
galore.
Oh, what?
I was like, this has got to be fake.
But and you
did
know
I get
what?
Sent
AI
to?
Generated.
The one point that he made is that you could have the talent to win a championship. But if you think things don't have to go your way to win that championship at some point during that run, then you're crazy. Because guess what? Dan Marino never won a championship. Fran Tarkenton, they went to four straight Super Bowls. Didn't win a championship. Jim Kelly, Are all those guys good enough to win a Super Bowl? Absolutely. But if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers during the 70s and see they won four Super Bowls in the 70s, and you see some of the ways that they won game, yeah, you got to get some breaks too. You got to be good enough. You got to be talented, but you got to get breaks.
What's the furthest the 2010 Grizzlies went in the playoffs?
Because second round? It had to be second
like
round.
Like the second, like with him,
first of all,
Z-Bo,
we talk about the 2010 they never got to Grizzlies.
OJ Mayo and they never got Tony Allen.
They might have gotten to a finals, a Western Conference finals against the Spurs, maybe in loss, I believe. They might have. I think they got swept.
So he's saying his team could have beat D-Wade.
The Big Three Heat.
But he ain't even beat the teams that he was playing against, which weren't as good as the Big Three.
The only thing I remember from Rudy Gay, who was a very good player, he ruined Udonis Haslem's foot. Udonis Haslem had a terrible injury against him in the first season of the Big Three, and he didn't get to come back to the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't the same that season, but... Rudy Gay, you ruined Udonis Haslem's foot, dude. Crazy. Jennifer, you got the Goosies?
I do. Yeah. That was great.
I like the way Goosies. You say, boy, what is wrong with you?
No, you know what happened.
Yeah.
He forgot where he was at. He thought he was back at the around the way. And he said some other choice words than, boy, what's wrong with you?
Vlad?
Mm-hmm.
Goosies? No Goosies?
It was please.
Goosies.
Yeah. You ain't have to say it. I know what you.
It
I
was
know.
Negro please.
I know what you ain't got to say. Two quiet white people.
Hmm? Jennifer?
She already said her.
What was the number two?
The Ryder Cup.
Oh.
You know, I can't wait.
All right, Leroy. Wow. Yes. Leroy.
Look at him.
What's up?
I'm going to do something nice for you.
What's up?
I'm going to tell the engineers to put the USA Cable Network channel
on. Oh, you don't know? I'm not going to be here.
Are you not here tomorrow?
No, I'm going to be
home. You're going to be home.
Watching my own TV.
Oh, okay. My bad. I'm looking, you know.
Good, because I was going to tell the engineers no.
You know.
Why? No Goosies for you?
You ain't going to be here.
Who's on the Ryder Cup this year?
Who do we got? You got to ask our teams.
Who's on Team USA?
Oh, you got Bryson DeChambeau.
Mm-hmm.
You got, let me pull it up.
All right.
Because there's a lot of new guys, people.
While he pulls it up.
You got Scheffler.
Scheffler.
Oh, got to have Scheffler. Do we got old Koepka?
No, Koepka didn't make it. Only DeChambeau made it from the LIV Tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
And this is USA versus the world or USA versus Europe?
Europe.
I'm going to go Gooseys because international competition is fun.
It's
even
fun.
Even if I'm not like
it's
the
fun.
Lore.
It's fun. And it's
as
just,
a former co-host of Tea Time, I love the Ryder Cup.
Foremost. All right, you ready? Here's the USA team.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Burns, Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau, Harris English, Ben Griffin.
Wait, Harris English is American?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But you would understand why I would think
first
that
name
Harris.
And you know how he looks and handles himself?
Mm-hmm.
Like Harris English. Russell Henley, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn.
I like Schauffele.
Scottie Scheffler.
I didn't
Justin
realize it was that
Thomas,
many guys.
Cameron Young.
It's 12 guys. Yes,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's 12 guys.
I thought it was like four.
And let me see the where's the U.S.
The European?
The European.
You got
team.
The Gooseys, though?
Yes.
We got Rory, of course.
Jennifer, you got the Gooseys?
I absolutely do.
I do not have the Gooseys because then that means he's going to be super distracted
he
tomorrow.
He is going to be distracted tomorrow.
Oh, you ain't got no choice. This is
it's going to be on. Is it
ready?
Where is
USA?
It's here?
It's in Bethpage Black. In New York, baby.
Bethpage Black. Ready? Ready for the
yeah,
European
I'm for the
team?
I'm ready.
Ludwig Oberg. Oh. Matt Fitzpatrick. Tommy Fleetwood. Terrell Hatton. Rasmus Højgaard.
Rasmus.
Yeah, his twin, Nicholas, made the last Ryder Cup.
Viking.
Victor Hovland, Shane Lowry, Robert McIntyre, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm.
Who's the captain?
Justin the captain? Rose, Sepp Straka, Luke Donald is the captain.
Donald. And who's our captain?
Keegan Bradley. Keegan Bradley could have qualified for it. He didn't pick himself.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was very...
But he's a captain and he didn't pick himself?
No, yeah. He was very selfless.
Huh.
Yeah, because he didn't want to... I tell you why, he didn't want that heat on him.
Like being captain and player?
Yeah. So he's the coach, essentially.
Yeah, he's player coach.
That's what the captain is.
Well, I thought they were all player captains. I thought you had to play if you were the captain.
No, captains don't play.
Interesting.
You know, they do this.
Vlad, you got the goosies?
Of course I got the goosies. American.
Remember when I showed you pictures of Megan?
Goosies galore.
At Shuck and Dive?
Yes.
She was the captain of the Curtis Cup, which is the same thing but amateur.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Which is the Curtis Cup is the women and the
I watched the men collegiate guys play a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was Walker Cup.
The Walker Cup.
The Walker Cup.
It was pretty damn good.
Yeah. Especially when what makes golf crazy now is that the highest ranked amateur after the season gets an automatic tour card.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Number three, Jennifer.
We have Winder. Oh, I don't know why I just said that. Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, you was giving it to say Winder Victor Wembanyama. Hey. You caught yourself. See, normally me and Toby would have just ran right through that. And then had the guy.
Hey, I was looking at another screen. That's why.
Victor.
Big word for me, dog.
Wembanyama. Is what now?
He's being ranked fifth best player in the NBA, according to ESPN.
No goosies too soon. Sorry.
No yeah, goosies. I would agree with that. You've been in the league for 2 minutes. Right,
no,
there's so many more guys that are worthy of top five that have established themselves in the league. You can't just be put up there.
Too soon. Too much too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
In fact, here's what's amazing. Let me tell you, Vlad, let me tell you what's amazing about this. They were so willing to put him as a top five player, right? When LeBron came out, right, and had the success he had right away, they all jumped on a boat. No, he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't this. He hasn't that. Am I lying?
No.
Right. And LeBron was a lot better than Wimby was, and now they just willing to put him up there?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Top five?
Top five.
Where would you put him?
I think I'd put him in the outskirts of the top 10.
Top 15.
Yeah, I'd put him in the outskirts of the top 10.
Yeah. All right, here's the go. How about this? Is he better than Jokic?
No.
Is he better than Luka?
No.
No.
Is he better than Bron? SGA? Is he better than SGA?
No. He doesn't make the impact that these guys make.
Is he better than Anthony Edwards right now?
No. Nope. Doesn't make the impact.
That's four.
Already.
That's four already. And I could say Bron.
Giannis? No.
You know what I'm saying? Giannis. I can say KD. Like, at still KD, at their age.
You can still
put Steph.
Brunson. You can put Brunson. Steph.
I was, true, yeah. You know what? I was going to say Brunson, but I know how you're very – you know how I know about you in height.
At least he
– I know about you in height.
Hey, I don't care how tall he is. The numbers speak for themselves.
When these rankings come out, like, they made Jalen Brunson number 10. I was like, probably high, but I don't have a problem with it because his team was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
But he carried that team.
Agreed, which is why I didn't have.
We're also very impressed with him this past season.
Yeah.
So if we're naming guys right now that we feel are better than him, you know, you got to go with the champs, SGA.
Right.
You got to go with Ant. You got to go with Jokic. You got to go with Luka.
I just think that the NBA podcast mafia and blog gang, I just think that they got such a, you know, they just drool over everything Victor Wembanyama has done. And I get it. Mm-hmm. It's cool. He went with monks this summer. Mm-hmm. All right. But let's not forget Khalil Ware cooked his ass, dude. Let's not forget that Baby Zoe turned him into a croissant on everybody's stage. And that was his coming out party. So let's just not forget the facts. Because if he's a top five player, what's that make Khalil Ware?
Holy smokes.
What? Not reasonable?
Are you still looking at the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
How much do you think tickets for the Ryder Cup cost?
I already know. My boy went out there.
This is just
200.
What day? Day
Friday,
one.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So I get a 3-day pass.
No.
Oh.
Just one day.
One day.
It's 1 day, but keep in mind they play 36, 18.
$250.
$250.
Yeah.
$800.
$750.
Sheesh. That's a lot. All right, that's all the time. Vlad Gusey is obviously not, right?
A beer costs $18.
No, I don't think he's not a top five. No.
Jennifer, no, Victor Wembanyama's name already caught you up, so I imagine no Gusey's.
No Gusey's.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost choked on it. You almost choked.
I like burged the names together.
Yep.
Burged.
Yep.
You said Burge?
Mm-hmm. You said Burge.
You said Burge.
You said Burge.
Oh, my yes, God.
What?
You said Burge.
Burge.
Because I was like, wait, you have bird? Are you thinking of killing another bird?
Minus one birder.
You said Burged.
She needs a break.
I do need a break.
That's our show for today, you rascals. I'm out tomorrow. Leroy will be here. Jennifer will be here. Vlad, are you who's in?
No,
tomorrow?
I didn't even know. Apparently, I would have came in, but Marcos was going to work already.
Froggy!
So Froggy's going to be in the, you know, your chair. All and right. Brittany, no Brittany, I don't know Macho Man.
Ooh,
Randy Savage.
Yeah. Snippet to Slim Jim. Yeah. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. And talk to you rascals next time.
Right now, it ain't my fault that I feel this way. It's not my fault that I feel this way. Y'all brought me in. It's like me going to a restaurant and you got me all excited for oysters. And then I get there and you ain't got no damn oysters. You got me all excited for
you
some
tight end. You better have oysters.
You,
okay?
got me all excited for some tight end play because we got rid of our
that
pro
bowl
tight end.
The only thing you hit me with
is some damn Julian Hill anytime touchdown.
Yeah. Better than loose end play, though.
They confuse you with what? Some tight end play?
I can't.
Hey, yo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.